What do you expect after surgery? Well, this is where you're going to be really helpful. You need to warn the family that they're going to see lots of tubes. When they walk into the room, the patient's going to have lots of tubes coming out of them. There's going to be a feeding tube, an oxygen tube, a draining tube. Okay, so you just want to warn them. It's a little disconcerting when you see your loved one laying there with tubes coming out. Okay, they're fine. It's just we need these tubes in the early stages of healing. They're going to have a tracheal tube in, which is going to keep the stoma open. Now remember, the stoma is the hole that is now in the patient's neck, and it is where the trachea is connected to the neck, and this is where the person breathes now. The esophagus is still attached to the mouth, so they will now eat in the mouth but breathe through their neck, whereas you and I, both with an intact larynx, eat and breathe through our mouth, okay? Breathe through our nose, but it goes into the oropharyngeal area. Okay, so they're going to have a tracheal tube there to keep the stoma open during healing, okay? Because otherwise, your body has a tendency to close up holes, okay? You need to warn the family that they're not going to be able to talk. I know that's surprising, but I can't tell you how many patients I've worked with that didn't understand that after this operation, they weren't going to be able to talk. And the family members that didn't understand that. Now, on the flip side of that, I've worked with equally as many people that have said, they're never going to talk again, okay? And so, you know, you want to come in and help them understand that talking is available. We will work that out. But in the early stages, they're not going to be able to. So you want to work out a way for them to be able to communicate with family and loved ones. You want to discuss the altered physiology, and I've got some slides following up to show you. You want to explain this to the patient and the family so that they totally understand. This is where the doctor counts on you to do some counseling. Stoma care. As I said, your stoma is a direct connection to the lungs, so you have to teach them how to take care of the stoma. And in one of the videos I have coming up later, you'll watch a gentleman get up and clean his stoma and things like that. The next three things are there out of primary interest for you. One of the things that I do with my patients is I help them to understand the changes in their life after the surgery. First, they're going to not be able to smell as well. The primary reason for this is that the air is no longer going into their nose. Okay? It's coming in through the neck, so it's not even going past the smell receptors. You don't have those in your neck. So that's one of the reasons. Now, they can train themselves to take some air into the nose and smell some things, but that's going to be the first thing to get rid of. Now, on the flip side, remember, many of these individuals were heavy smokers, so their smell was kind of off to start with, okay, because the smoking had kind of killed it, okay? But smell is going to be affected. Interestingly, taste will be affected. What? Taste? How could taste be affected? Well, smell is an important aspect of taste. Yes, they still are eating through their mouth and your taste buds are there, but the smell of the food and things really contributes to the taste, so things won't taste quite the same. Again, they were smokers, so then the fact that they're not smoking now, many of them, not all, but many, they might actually be tasting more than they did before, but it's something to think about. They're not going to be able to suck or inhale. Okay, meaning that, you know, it's hard to suck out of a straw because you used to use the air pressure to help you suck through the straw to get the liquid to go down into the esophagus. Now, they can figure out and learn how to do that. It's a pressure change, okay, so they can figure it out, but it's something they can't do right away. You're going to have to remind them that they're not going to be able to lift heavy objects, okay? They won't have the need to cough in the sense that they did before. They can still cough out of their, you know, stoma if there's, you know, congestion in their lungs. But anything that is an effort closure technique, you know, they may have trouble going to the bathroom and pushing hard. Certain aspects of sex and things are different. Now, you got to pick your clients and you got lots of materials to give them so that you don't have to discuss every aspect of this, but they need to understand they are not going to be able to play golf maybe because they had a radical neck dissection and they can't move their neck as well and they're not going to have the force behind hitting the ball. They need to know all these things because all they're thinking about is that they can't talk. And so there are some significant changes. They shouldn't go swimming. There's ways to take showers. In one of the videos that's coming up, there's a guy taking a shower, so I wanted you to see that. He's fine. It's only head up, but I wanted you to see how the stoma was covered, okay? So these are things to think about.